Hi folks, Peter Epstein, president of Merit Financial, the Gold People. With the changing economy, you probably know how important it is to protect your wealth. But did you know that gold can give you an edge when other investments are down? At Merit Financial, we make it easy to get the right gold at the right price right away. Surveys show we beat other major companies' prices by up to 20%. That's 20% more gold for your money. The Merit Guarantee is simple. We'll beat any advertised price on the products we offer. And we guarantee every piece of gold is individually inspected to assure the highest quality. Call Merit right now and I'll send you our gold investment guide absolutely free. Find out why so many people choose Merit for gold. Call right now for your free gold guide.
Call 1-866-906-6634. Call right now for your free gold investment guide. Call 1-866-906-6634. That's 1-866-906-6634.
You are listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to help you explore and rediscover and remember your inner divinity. This is a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure which could by its very nature set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of God is within. OFJ community is an all-inclusive community of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be a part of OFJ community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership in the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. Now, to our program. This is A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision, seeing through the eyes of the divine.
Good morning and welcome. This is Father Brian Wright, executive producer here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. I'm really grateful in my heart, grateful for all the listenership, and since the transformation of this station into what it is now, we have had a tremendous response. And me and my co-hosts, Bishop Lee Ellen Peterson and Reverend Dr. Linda Marie Nelson, she being the one who is part of the driving force of the Way of Consciousness, a program that her along with Bishop Lee started on another network. And when we joined together, it all seemed so fitting in such a beautiful way to share our desire to bring spirituality to the heart, the message of compassion, the Christ message of compassion, forgiveness, and oneness to the world, using the cutting-edge technology that we have available to us today to spread the word of inclusiveness. If you have been excluded because of fear or as a victim of controlling individuals acting out of the ego, We invite you into our fellowship with open arms. And as the introduction noted, you can email us at ofjcommunity@gmail.com for information about membership and even ordination as an interfaith minister or in priestly holy orders. It's quite a unique path. And I'm blessed to be part of OFJ. To have become a priest and fulfill my calling. What I can tell you about OFJ is that we have a deep desire to spread these messages, to share our magnetism, our vibrations of acceptance and tolerance, and inclusivity without imposing any conditions. The structure that we are providing through classes, radio shows, and through an affiliate radio network that will be launched, Transcendental Realization Radio. We're just extending ourselves to you more and more. We are relationship-oriented in our approach to spirituality. We want to engage in dialogue. So we ask you to continue to support us on programs such as The Way of Consciousness, here on A Course in Miracles and Christ Vision, Seeing Through the Eyes of the Divine. And know that all the work that we do and all the service that we provide is to offer you the opportunity to return to the state of oneness, to the state of peace, to the state that dissolves all separation. And so, in accordance with the theme of this show, I read to you Lesson 354 of the Workbook, in A Course in Miracles, page 481 of the Workbook. We stand together, Christ and I, in peace, in certainty of purpose, and in Him is His Creator, as He is in me. One more time, we stand together, Christ and I, in peace, in certainty of purpose, and in Him is His Creator, as He is in me. Folks, listeners, nothing can divorce us from the love of God. The love of God is the only thing that is real. There is no opposite to the love, the absolute acceptance, the absolute expansiveness of the heart and mind of God. And that is what we see. You might ask, why do mind training at all? It is to prepare ourselves for the entrainment within ourselves of the higher brain. Yes, the heart is a brain, the highest brain, that holds all the evolutionary brains in its harmony. When we are in harmony or in entrainment within our own being, body, mind, heart, and soul, then we can entrain with other people. Or as the Course in Miracles says, we can join with others, with our brothers and sisters. We are inherently one. All that separates us are our misperceptions, our miscreations, and the blocks to the awareness of God's presence that we construct in the world. Now, if you listen to the first show, this is episode 2 of A Course in Miracles and Christ's Vision, Seeing Through the Eyes of the Divine. Christ's vision is the culmination of attaining not only miracle-mindedness, which I add is a precursor to mastery, self-mastery. If the Course in Miracles has spoken to you or has even complicated things for you in your quest to know the oneness of God's love, apart from condemnation, apart from separation, apart from all ideas, these false ideas that God can even condemn any one of his creations, her creations. That is impossible. That is an illusion. That is a belief, a false, erroneous belief of the fearful, separative ego itself. And though, there are two thought systems, that of the God self, the inner voice, the higher self, the Holy Spirit, the cosmic vibratory power, and the ego, or as some might call the metaphysical Satan, the concept of evil that has a program and a script running in all of our minds. When it's untrained and when it's untamed, it can wreak a lot of havoc on our life. But again, as I said, Christ's vision is the culmination. It is the alternative. It is the only sane decision. Christ's vision prepares us to work miracles, to correct perceptions, which is an ultimate miracle. To see everyone as the Christ. To see everyone in the light of peace, in the light of compassion, in the light of total allowance and acceptance. So I urge you, if you're interested in this show, to listen to The Way of Consciousness, a show that I visit time to time with Reverend Dr. Linda Marie Nelson and Bishop Lee Allen Peterson, as they take you through the Way of Mastery, which is a pathway of heart-based spirituality. But we do not skip over the work that needs to be done on training our mind, and using the intellect as a servant. So as it is taught in A Course in Miracles, Christ's vision is but the spirit mind we are to embody, to see all things as they really are, as absolute divine love, manifested as brilliant, radiant light and truth, emanations from the unified field, the allness of God presence, God consciousness that lives and glows in us and through us through conscious choosing to see only Christ manifest through all creation. So I invite you to go on a daily journey with me, Father Brian Rice. I will help to provide you with as many fresh insights as I can about how to realign and seemingly return to the state of Edenic oneness, a state that we never left, a state that we merely dissociated or that we block out when we choose with the ego, when we choose insanity, when we choose to project all of our fears and all the afflictive emotions that come from fear out onto the screen that appears to be our world and the experiences we have in the world. And as the commentary said in Lesson 354 of the workbook, my oneness with the Christ establishes me as your son. We speak this to the Father Mother, beyond the reach of time and wholly free of every law but yours. Jesus, Yeshua, through the Course of Miracles, through this workbook, is speaking of God, the God-mind, the God-presence, the life that flows through us, the God that lives life through us, not separate, through the kingdom of heaven within. We say, in this lesson, I have no self except the Christ in me. I have no purpose but his own. And he is like his Father. Thus, must I be one with you as well as him. For who is Christ except your Son, Father, Mother, as you created him? And what am I except the Christ in me? I take a step back and rewind to Lesson 353. My eyes, my tongue, my hands, my feet today have but one purpose, to be given Christ, to use to bless the world with the miracles. And pray with me. Father, I give all that is mine today to Christ, to use in any way that best will serve the purpose that I share with him. Nothing is mine alone, for he and I have joined in purpose. Thus, as the learning come almost to its appointed end, a while I work with him to serve his purpose, then I lose myself in my identity and recognize that Christ is but myself. My brothers and sisters, in sharing these lessons, things that you might have heard, I hope to present them in the spirit of love and devotion that makes meaningful the realigning and retraining of the mind, how we see the world, how we see even our creations or miscreations, determines how we relate to them, determines how we see, know, and build a world with our brothers and sisters, with each other, with the sonship, as it's called, or the sisterhood and brotherhood of the God Almighty, the God Presence, God Consciousness. Christ's vision allows us to look on everything with only love, with the only sane choice, with the only real thing. From that love will bring you peace. From that love, you will be brought into calmness, and you will grow in calmness. And that peace will grow the well within your soul will seemingly be bottomless, forever filled, forever overflowing with the loving light that comes from the Christ, that comes from the God mind, that comes from the being who we have many names for. If you're listening and you've never been given permission to believe and to know that you are anointed with Christhood, that your destiny is Christhood, that through the identification with messianic consciousness, you are fulfilling God's will, God's plan for not only you, but for everyone. And as promised, what I didn't get to yesterday, I wanted to read, what is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create, nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation, reminds the mind that what it sees is false. A miracle, or Christ vision, which are the same thing, undoes the air. It does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, a miracle stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness, love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it brings. A miracle, a byproduct of Christ's vision, contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. Thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before. Thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now, Christ vision, miracle-mindedness, perception, and misperception, erroneous thinking, comes open to the truth. Then, and now, is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness, beautiful, beautiful forgiveness, is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight. And what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each beautiful lily of forgiveness offers the world the silent miracle of love. And each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation in the light of perfect purity and endless joy. The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see, does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. Thus, the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested in a world more real than what you saw before. A world redeemed from what you thought was there. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up show that what is born can never die. But what has life has immortality. Brothers and sisters, this extended definition of what a miracle is made possible through Christ's vision, through living from the very center of your being, which is the Christ. Not just some idea in your mind, but a living light, presence, a reality so deep our human minds cannot fathom. But the divinity of who we are, through being Christed, through the alignment with our God self, gives us the clarity of vision, clear seeing, clear knowing, and I would even add the sense of hearing the voice of God within us. We cannot divorce ourselves from that love. There is only one creation of God, and that is Christ. That is you. That is your spouse, that is your partner, that is your wife, that is your husband, that is your son, that is your daughter, that is your teacher, that is the Master Yeshua. All master teachers, all avatars, all divine incarnations, those who have led us to understand and know God through God union. The purpose of Christ's vision is not only to unveil or to remove the veils of which we have constructed through choosing with our ego, to see the world, to create a world of hate based on fear, a world of violence based on fear, a world of division, again based on fear. We have the ability to look upon the world with the eyes of Christ, with the heart and mind of love. Because love is a decision. Love is a magnetism. Making that choice to see through the eyes of the divine purifies your intentions. It qualifies, it requalifies and recircuits your brain. It informs all communication with creation, with your brothers, with your sisters, with the Christ in every living thing, within every living being. Under the clarification of terms, we talk about, Yeshua Jesus talks about the Course in Miracles. He says, this is not a course in philosophical speculation, nor is it concerned with precise terminology. It is concerned only with atonement or the correction of perception. He also means the undoing of the ego, the false self, the little I, in its story, its script, that needs to be overthrown from the throne of which it has put itself on, claiming to be God, claiming to be the only authority that exists. The means of atonement, according to the Course in Miracles, it is forgiveness. The atonement is wrapped up in the beauty and the majesty and the amazing reality of resurrection. I'd like to say that it has nothing to do with the shedding of blood, or nothing to do with suffering. We need not suffer. One has taken our place. That was the very Christ that lived in Yeshua, that lived in Jesus, that chose out of love not to appease an angry, wrathful Father in the sky, but out of love and compassion for humanity and for all creation, he was led to the slaughter of lambs without even biting it, without using magical powers that were at his disposal, mystical powers that were at his disposal. He defeated the death program within us, within all of creation, restoring reality, restoring us to oneness, of life everlasting. Now I add from his introduction into the clarification of terms that the structure of quote-unquote individual consciousness is essentially irrelevant because it is a concept representing the original error or the original sin. To study the error itself does not lead to correction. If you are indeed to succeed in overlooking the error, and it is just this process of overlooking at which the Course aims. Christ's vision is that overlooking any fault. There are no faults. All events are neutral, says the Way of Mastery. Yeshua in the Way of Mastery. All events are neutral. And though the Course in Miracles says no thoughts are neutral, that we either choose to be in alignment with the ego, or to be in alignment with the Holy Spirit, which is also called the unified, or the universal inspiration, the higher mind, the God self, the thought adjuster. Daily, we make that choice to be in alignment with one or the other. And so, through listening to programs such as this, we offer you upliftment and sacred space in which to be reminded of your inherent and innate divinity. You are immortal. And our brother Yeshua, our brother Jesus, the divine incarnation who is Christ, came to show us how to love, to release us from the bondage of legalism, division, and the abuse of religion, the abuse that comes from structures and institutions when they take themselves oh so seriously. The Course is simple. The Course in Miracles has one goal. Only in that one goal does it remain wholly consistent, because only that can be consistent. The Course gives us another answer to questions that arise. And all words that the Course in Miracles use are merely symbolic, and they point to the truth, not as a universal theology, because that is impossible. Theology is daily accepted and rejected, and it divides. Though we try through our own descriptions, interpretations, and analysis of what the life and teachings of Yeshua Jesus were, we can't divorce ourselves from the fact that we are love in form, and that the forms that we create through projection and hurling out our thoughts into the world directly have everything to do with what voice we are listening to. Under mind, spirit, in the clarification of terms, I'd like to share with you what the term mind does. With the term mind, it is used to represent the activating agent of spirit, supplying its creative energy. Anytime it's used in the Course, and it's capitalized, it refers to God or Christ, the mind of God or the mind of Christ, God consciousness, or Christ consciousness. Spirit is the thought of God, which he created like himself. The unified spirit is God's one Son, or Christ. Yeshua Jesus says, in this world, because the mind is split, the sons of God appear to be separate, nor do their minds seem to be joined. In this illusory state, the concept of an individual mind seems to be meaningful. It is therefore described in the Course as if it has two parts, spirit and ego. Spirit is the part that is still in contact with God through the Holy Spirit, who abides in this part, but sees the other part as well. The term soul is not used except in direct biblical quotations because of its highly controversial nature. It would, however, be an equivalent of spirit, with the understanding that being of God is as eternal and was never born. Now the upper part of the mind is entirely illusory and makes only illusions. Spirit retains the potential for creating, but its will, which is God's, seems to be imprisoned, while the mind is not unified. Creation continues unabated because that is the will of God. This will is always unified, and therefore has no meaning in this world. It has no opposite, in no degrees. Brothers and sisters, the mind can be right or wrong, depending on the voice to which it listens. Right-mindedness listens to the Holy Spirit, forgives the world, and through Christ's vision, sees the real world in its place. I'll say that again. Right-mindedness listens to the Holy Spirit, forgives the world, and through Christ's vision, sees the real world in its place. Brothers and sisters, this is the final vision, the last perception, the condition in which God takes the final step, Himself. Here, time and illusions end together. And so, wrong-mindedness listens to the ego and makes illusions, perceiving sin and justifying anger, and seeing guilt, disease, and death as real. Both this world and real world, the real world, are illusions because right-mindedness merely overlooks or forgives what never happened. Therefore, it is not the one-mindedness of the Christ mind whose will is one with God's. Finally, in this world, the only remaining freedom is the freedom of choice. Always between two choices or two voices. Two choices, two voices. Tomorrow we will look at the ego and the miracle. We will quote more from the workbook. And as we end our time together today, I urge you to just close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose. Then hold it to a count of eight. And exhale to the count of eight. Inhale to the count of eight through your nose. Hold the breath for a count of eight. Then exhale to the count of eight out through your nose. Now repeat this to the count of 12, breathing in a little slower. Hold to the count of 12. Then exhale to the count of 12. Inhale to the count of 12. count to 12. And exhale to the count of 12. And to leave you today, I remind you that we have the choice. It is up to us what kind of world we create. How will we choose to look upon it? Will we choose to help correct it? It is Christ's vision that is our potential. Christ's vision is our destiny. Christ's vision is our life. Join me again tomorrow. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to A Course in Miracles and Christ's Vision, Seeing Through Eyes of the Divine, here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to inspire you to live from the divine indwelling within you. This was a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure, which could, by its very nature, set itself apart and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua, Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of heaven is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive fellowship of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be part of OFJ Community, or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. That's ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership and the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. You can find us on the World Wide Web at ofjcommunity.org, ofjmediamonastery.info, on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/OFJTV. To find us in the Apostolic Communion, you may find us at apostoliccommunion.info. Thank you again. This is executive producer of the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, Father Brian Michael Wright.